welcome to X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pridgard. The doctor is in the office, and we are excited to be here this week. Dr. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing so great today, Paul. I couldn't even make you believe it. But here's the deal. The match we have today is a special match that I enjoy, particularly because you have two guys that not only understand how to tell a story, they both know how to wrestle, they're both athletic, and guys who understood what the concept was of, a heel versus a heel, but a friend versus a friend. And it was up to the fans to decide. And here we're going to see some great psychology, some great ring work. And again, between two of the very best during this era.
Absolutely. And this is the beauty of the doctor's office. You never know what patients are going to come in. Last week, we had some bloody patients that made their way in the hardcore match. This week, we're going to have a variety of other patients. And it's classic wrestling. It's Barry Windham and Arn Anderson from November 2nd, 1991. Ad-free shows member Mike Hoop suggested this one. Mike, we know you are a huge Arn Anderson fan, as all of us are, and it's always a privilege to call his matches, Dr. Tom. So with that said, are you ready to enter the doctor's office today?
I certainly am.
All right, well, let's do this. We're going to jump right in this week. And again, we're out on YouTube this week. If you want to follow along, the link is going to be in the posting. It is from November 2nd, 1991, WCW, Arn Anderson versus Barry Windham. We're going to do the countdown, and when I say play, Dr. Tom, we're going to hit play. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, it's going to open up with Gary Michael Capetta on your screens. So here we go in 3, 2, 1. Play, and there he is in his tuxedo, Dr. Tom.
Yeah, those guys who were in the announcing business back then wanted to look sharp, but I got to tell you, Arn Anderson always looked sharp when he got to the ring. Barry and Arn, I think, pretty close to the same age, and at their peak, at their prime, they had been partners before, both in the Four Horsemen, and they did the split. And now they have an angle, and it really is amazing at how tall Barry actually is and was, but yet standing next to Arn doesn't look like a small man himself, and he's not. But the great thing about this is all the fans of WCW knew and understood that both of these guys were top wrestlers and friends throughout. So there's a way to start the match, and obviously an insult slap is a great way to start, but Arn is now telling that story. They were friends, and here, take this, and explaining Windham isn't going to just stand by and let you slap him in the face. I've been around Barry Windham a few times to where I had to shake my head because he is such an impressive guy standing next to him. And I've seen him slap people down to the ground and with one hand. Notice the wrestling. Notice the wrestling right off the bat in this too. Arn Anderson, known as the Enforcer, the guy who took care of things when the Horseman needed that enforcement. And he didn't start out punching and kicking. He started out with a wrestling hold after the slap to the face. So there's your story. I'm gonna insult you, and then I'm going to show you I'm a better wrestler. And Windham, being the fan favorite, came out on top of that exchange with an elbow to the side of the face, by the way. One could argue that's not necessarily a wrestling hold, but it was definitely a move that got him out of the hole.
Yeah, no, Arn is he's a part of the Dangerous Alliance at this point. A little bit of background here. And Windham is teaming on and off again with Ron Simmons. So for those of you curious what's going on around this time, and as Dr. Tom mentioned, they were former partners with the Horsemen, obviously. Jim Ross does bring that up here if you end up listening to the commentary. But the Horseman name is never mentioned, which is interesting.
Yeah, there might have been something going on during the time where we find the behind the scenes shenanigans or maneuvering, staying away from that point. Yes. But that's okay. Another interesting fact here, the referee in this match is a guy named Randy Anderson, Pee-wee Anderson. And he and Arn grew up together in the Georgia, I'm not sure of which town, I don't want to say it and have Arn say, no, you dummy.
Yes.
But Pee-wee Anderson was a guy who wound up a lot of places Arn wound up at. And one of the greatest referees, Nick Patrick, Scrappy Anderson. Back then, the announcers could mention the referees' names, and they were a part of it. And a great referee in the ring can make a good match great just by being there when he needs to be and being out of the way and not interfering in what the story of the match is, not making himself the focal point. And that was a huge element back then that I don't know how much is taught today, or don't know how much the referees have a passion for it, but Pee-wee Anderson, Nick Patrick, Scrappy McGowan, three of my favorite referees of all time. And they make the match keep going. Without a great referee, it's going to – will notice it. The guys in the ring will notice it. Maybe the fans won't. But it's great to have somebody who knows what they're doing, knows how to count, knows how to take their time in the ring. So, yeah, three great professionals, and Barry Windham – at this time, not rushing Anderson, but telling that story, he's waiting for him to step back in the ring.
To your point, Dr. Tom, Arn, he's going through in the last few months a recent format change with his podcast. And one of the episodes, he talks about traveling with Pee-wee and growing up with him and traveling with him. And Arn there grew up in Rome, Georgia, to your point earlier. And important part of Arn's upbringing and growing up and traveling around with him early on in the wrestling business. So good stuff there.
Well, one of the things a lot of people don't understand, great forearm by Arn. Arn Anderson was doing things nobody else was doing back then. And he made it his part of his signature, part of the Arn Anderson style. And the key is to make your opponent look better than he should, or not better than he should, but better than anybody else could make him look, and get over at the same time. That wasn't hard to do with a guy like Barry Windham, but when you're traveling with someone that you trust, you grew up with, and you could talk about things and suggest things and have different ideas floating around, that was a part of the business that helped everyone grow. And going from town to town, working with different people, or even working with the same guy every night, you could try new things. You could try and see what works in Columbia, South Carolina, or is it North Carolina? I don't know, but Charlotte, North Carolina, and different cities, north, south, who cares?
I care.
Yeah, if only you knew. So there you go. It's that key factor. Everybody had a relationship. You're working on the crew. You guys were working for the match. You were working for the company to get better. And Barry and Arn are coming into their own. Of course, Barry Windham's the son of Black Jack Mulligan. And it was in his blood. Arn was a natural since day one, and Flair knew when he first saw him in Louisiana that this guy was going to be a star.
Arn, and it's his technique, it's the impact in which he delivers, but he has his – it's the way he delivers moves, the way he sells. There is just something about his mannerisms and the technique in which he delivers. When he talks about the spine buster, and I've heard him say this before – yeah, there's guys that have tried it, but they don't deliver it like I do. And he is so right when he says that. The style and the technique in which he delivers moves just lends so much credibility to what he does.
Well, it's what separates the good from the great. And Arn Anderson has been one of the greats for so long. It is the body language. It's the simple things like watching Arn come from his knees, going through that set over that bottom rope to the second rope and climbing up to the top, And he was unique. Arn wasn't doing things like everyone else. And that's what made him such a great performer. So now, with Wyndham taking a page out of Flair's book, everybody knows the figure four is Ric Flair's finishing maneuver. But that's, I think, again, part of the story, that Ric Flair had this way of putting on that figure four to be able to win a match. And Barry Wyndham might know the hold, but he doesn't have the same technique, is the storyline here. So Arn Anderson, Barry Wyndham, if it was anybody else, you'd have to ask yourself, would the fans be that emotionally invested? But that's the key, getting people invested in your match, getting people invested in what you do.
We've talked a little bit about Arn here, but let's talk a little bit about Barry, right? So he's, again, 80s, moving into the middle and into the late 80s, early 90s here. He worked programs with Ric Flair and others, just so smooth, a big guy, could do it all. I just felt like if he could have stayed in shape even, you know, and continued on into the late night, he just had it all. I felt like he had it all.
Well, Barry did have it all, but once you realize and understand how complicated or intricate it can be, he grew up with a guy who was larger than life, Blackjack Mulligan, and he and his brother Kendall. We don't know what these guys are thinking, were thinking growing up. They made a successful career. And they had a fun time, no doubt about it, made a lot of money. But there does come a time when I think being on the road and going to different towns every night and beating yourself up and taking the punishment, it does wear on you. And it does. Everybody feels the wear and tear. Everybody feels the miles eventually. You may love it, you may hate it, or you may just say, I've had enough. And I think that's what Barry did. He found happiness. Had a family. And once you find that, you realize there's more important things in life. But during this time, I think 25, maybe 26 years old, you're wrestling every night, and that's what means everything to you. So Barry, coming from that lifestyle from the day he was born, it's something you see, you observe, and say, I can do that. It feels right. As you get older, you know, the hangovers are more than you used to. Cornbread and iced teas take the place of pills and 90 proof. That's a song, Paul.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, sure. I'm not gonna get any better during this match, just so you know. But this is a great spot right here. Arn working that arm bar and telling the referee to get down. Classic psychology. The referee can't see it. People are telling him, obviously, and Arn getting a distinct advantage. Not doing anything dastardly except pulling the rope. It's enough to gain that much advantage over his opponent.
The ladies on the front row are screaming. They're trying to tell the ref what's going on. But
Well, Peavy was deaf. All those referees were deaf back then. We always suggest they get hearing aids and glasses because they couldn't see anything.
That was part of the qualifications to be an official back then.
I think it was. I think I still believe it.
Boxes, yeah.
Ooh, man. And there are a few that I never wanted to check. But I'm telling you, man, this was what classic wrestling was back in the 80s. And guys had to know how to tell a story. And if you look at this match, maybe hard to believe for some, but they're calling this all in the ring. They knew the finish, but they went out and just started feeling the crowd, feeling the vibe. And again, I don't think there were too many guys, if any, better than Arn Anderson at learning how to read the crowd, feel the crowd, and make the people believe that he is that guy you listen to every Saturday night on TBS and using words and making them make sense in a dignified manner, if you will, then just get out and rant, rave, and scream.
Right.
He might scream, but he told you the story and you listen to every word he said. When he stepped in the ring, he backed it up. And just the way he moved, the way he positioned himself, timing, it all comes together. And that's why both of these guys were at the top of their game.
I would highly advise if you're not watching this one, to go out of your way to check this one out. This is a classic match between two guys that were on their game at this point in 91.
Just going to say, in 1991, Arn Anderson did, I don't think, exactly zero moonsaults, but it was just as exciting, if not more.
He was actually, at this point, he was the WCW World Tag Team Champions along with Larry Zbysko here. I mentioned earlier they were part of the Dangerous Alliance. And so there's some feuding going on here between Barry and Ron Simmons and their tag team. But, great wrestling here. Go ahead.
Yeah, everything would add to the next. So every match had to have a point. Right. And this was a unique move right here because Barry had a headlock on Arn. Arn dropped down flat, got out of it. Even Jim Ross is a little amazed at how that happened. But they could get away with it because it looked right for their body type. It looked right for the match. And Arn always did things unique. Arn always had a different way of going into a move. And that's what you have to think about. How can we do a double knockout as opposed to just running into each other? Why don't I turn around and you run in the back of my head and we'll both get something out of it? And it was different than anybody else. Being unique still is a key element of professional wrestling. And this is a great match study to understand. Less is more, and the basics never go out of style.
Arn with a move from the top rope, which you rarely see. Well, the second rope there, saying it's curtains, but the miss off the ropes there. It looks like we're heading into towards the end of the match here coming up.
Well, yes. Yeah, and what's going on is registering, selling that big knee and the big boot. It's a body language. He's not just rolling back and being dead. Positioning. Watch this. No. In perfect position to put his foot on the rope. Arn knew where he was at all times in the ring, and that's the true sign of a real ring general. Beautiful power slam as well. Barry, being as tall as he is, he knew where to position himself. Now, it looks like Arn's getting ready for the advantage. And we have a finish coming up very, very soon. Simple, simple, simple. Reach out, hold the ropes. And Arn gets to win. The people are going, wait a minute, wait a minute. There had to be somebody watching in the back. There has to be somebody watching to make sure justice doesn't happen. And, of course, Barry's partner, Ron Simmons, you mentioned just a minute ago, going for the O'Connor roll. Here we go. Barry rolls up Arn. 1, 2, 3. So, again, we have controversy, but it makes sense. And the Dangerous Alliance was foiled once again by Ron Simmons, Barry Windham. But classic match, either way you look at it. I mean, if you want to watch a basic, fundamentally sound match that tells a great story, this is definitely it.
And it keeps that tag team rivalry going with Ron Simmons interjecting himself there to help with that finish. So it's a beautiful way to keep it going.
Keeping it intertwined, no doubt.
All right. So, Dr. Tom, give us your final analysis there on that meeting, on that wrestling match.
Old school wrestling at its finest, old school wrestling at its best. And if you want to see two pros, actually counting the referees, we'll say three pros, check this match out. Watch, learn, and listen.
There it is. Watch, learn, and listen. The official diagnosis from the doctor's office this week on X-Ray. Dr. Tom, as we before we send it home again, how can we help support you on the website? And let's talk about how they can get one of these cool T-shirts.
Yeah, check out jpwrestlingacademy.com. Has all the information on the front page about how to train, where to train, Knoxville, Tennessee. Beautiful Smoky Mountains if you're looking for a place to get away from, have a vacation, and go train with us five nights a week. JPWrestlingAcademy.com. We also have shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com. Go to the JPWA store, as well as the Tom Pritchard store. Remember, it's P-R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Take the T out of Pritchard, put it on your back. How you like that one?
Oh, he's coming in with the Bruce line. I love
it. Right. Stealing from the best.
Where legends begin, that's right, the JPWA Wrestling Academy. Dr. Tom, it's been a privilege as always. We'll be back next week for another X-Ray. Again, appreciate your time this week, sir.
Anytime, Paul. It's always great hanging out with you.
Sounds good. Join us next week for another X-Ray with Dr. Tom. Thank you all.